Time in our service where we lift of our joys and concerns, and first is the joy of the ministry of our church, as we regularly do, and to be excited that it is Communion Sunday, and we just couldn't go without offering communion from the altar directly to you. And so once again, like last month, we have drive-through communion that will start right about 10:30. It kind of depends on how long service goes to give us time to get out to the curb. But if you pull up to the loading zone right in front of the sanctuary, you will be able to receive one of these blessed Holy Communion kit with prayer for the bread, prayer for the juice, and a little packaged juice and bread for you to be able to take. And exciting this morning, as we also receive of communion, it has been so long since we have been able to taste and enjoy of the fruits of the gifts of our church staff members. And so not only our theme of Dr. Seuss and Green Eggs and Ham being able to be seen in our altar area this morning, but as you come for communion, you can either receive a green egg or a ham cookie that was decorated by Leia Wolverton. And so a special treat to be able to receive. And the month of May, Sunday school packets with a treat for the kids as well. And so that's from 10:30 to 11:30, and all are invited to come and receive communion here at Torrance First. We also have some fun where this month we are offering joy grams for people to be able to send to friends in the church. And so if you would like to share some joy, to put a smile on someone's face, and to be able to spread God's love, I invite you to send me who it is that you would like to send it to and what the message is that you would like to be with it. And that will appear in their front yard for them to be able to see. This is free of charge, just a way for us to share joy this month. And finally, last announcement, as the first Sunday of the month, we also have care cards available. And if you are somebody that regularly does care cards, picking up one for one of our shut-in members or somebody who's needing extra prayers, you can come and pick that up at drive-through communion as well, to put a note in it, to bless it, and to put it in the mail. And so all of that is available. And so for the ministry of our church and all the ways that God moves in and through it, we give thanks to you, dear Lord. Now we do have some wonderful joys to share this morning. First, our flowers this morning, one of our sets of flowers, is from Florence Garcia in honor of Maya Erin Carlton's birthday on May 2nd. And so happy birthday, Maya, Florence's granddaughter. Our second set of flowers is from the Ascara family that would like to lift up the third death anniversary of Arturo Ascara on May 6th. And so we once again give thanks for the life and impact of Arturo on his family and on this world. We have two food baskets this morning. The first is from Elijah and Juby Garcia, that want to celebrate Zachy's 11th birthday on May 5th. And so happy birthday, Zachy! And our second food basket is from Margie and Marshall Jones, in celebration of Margie's birthday on May 3rd and Marshall's birthday on May 22nd. And so happy birthday to Margie and Marshall, and may God bless you in a new year of life. Some of our prayer requests that have come through for this morning. First of all, we have some praises, as Sue Scher would like to give praise as her daughter Stephanie on Tuesday went in for surgery, back surgery, to repair a protruding disc, and surgery went well and she is at home recovering. And so we give thanks for a successful surgery and pray for Stephanie's healing time. We also give praise from Donna and Bob Ward, as Opal is set to enter Air Force boot camp basic training on May 26th. And so a praise that she has her official date, and prayers of God's Holy Spirit surrounding her as she goes through basic training for the Air Force. Bob and Donna would also like to lift up Elliot Ward, who made honor roll over at North High this last semester. And so, Elliot, great job, and keep those studies going. We're so proud of you. And so for these, our joys, we say, Lord, in your mercy, hear our praise. And we do have a few concerns this morning. The first is from Terry Haas, who would like to lift up her husband, Bill, who's been sick for over a week with fever, and they are awaiting the test results of his COVID test. And we pray that that test is negative and that God helps to heal Bill's body and to get him feeling better. We also have a prayer for the Bala family, whose beloved mother, Naomi, who has been a faithful member of this congregation, passed away this weekend. And we give thanks for Naomi, who was an amazing and sweet and faithful and passionate and joy-filled woman. And these have been some tough years after her stroke. And I remember we've gone and taken communion to her, and when we've come to do caroling, just to see this bright smile on her face. She couldn't move much beyond her face, but boy, you could just see the love of God shining through her as her church family came and sang to her. And so we give thanks for Naomi, and we invite God to receive Naomi into his loving arms at this time. And so for these, our prayers that we lift, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And with that, I invite us to go to God in prayers this morning. Will you pray with me? Lord, in this time of COVID-19, we pray. When we aren't sure, God, help us to be calm. When information comes from all sides, correct and incorrect, help us to discern. When fear makes it hard to breathe and anxiety seems to be the order of the day, slow us down, God. Help us to reach out with our hearts when we can't touch our hands. Help us to be socially connected when we have to be socially distant. Help us to love as perfectly as we can, knowing that perfect love casts out all fear. For the doctors, we pray. For the nurses, we pray. For the technicians and the janitors and the aides and the caregivers, we pray. For the researchers and theorists, the investigators, and for those who are sick and those who are grieving, we pray. For all who are affected all around the world, we pray. For safety, for health, for wholeness. May we feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, and house those without homes. May we walk with those who feel they are alone, and may we do all we can to heal the sick, in spite of the epidemic, in spite of the fear. Help us, O God, that we might help each other in the love of the Creator, in the name of the Healer, in the life of the Holy Spirit that is in all and with all. We pray. May it be so. Amen. And now we move into a time of our offering. As we offer our prayers to God and our music to God, we also offer our gifts to God. And if you are able to continue to support the ministry during this safe at home time, I invite you now to put your offering in your envelope, to write out your check, to go online through our website, to give your offering just as you would on Sunday morning, as we bless it together as a community during this time. And with song from Heidi. So let us give our hearts and gifts to God at this time.